WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Chad Robinson. Topping our report this hour, charges have been filed against a Newark man for that house party we told you about in the Bergen County town of Alpine. Tashe Knight was charged with recklessly creating a risk of widespread injury and issued summonses for maintaining a nuisance, serving alcohol without a license, and violating state executive orders. An analysis by the University of Virginia Center for Politics Project projects New Jersey would lose another House seat if the Trump administration succeeds in its bid to subtract undocumented immigrants from the tally it uses. Rider University political scientist Micah Rasmussen says that wasn't expected to happen this decade.
This is a bipartisan concern. New Jersey does not want to lose any more of its political power.
20 states, including Jersey, have filed a federal lawsuit to prevent the estimates from being subtracted from the count. A Howell resident has pleaded guilty to threatening to physically harm members of the Lakewood Jewish community in Facebook messages. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office told NJ.com 43-year-old Anthony Lotespoto admitted to sending threatening Facebook messages back in March. Instead of banning single-use plastics like packaging waste from TV boxes, Middletown Mayor Tony Perry says they've been using a foam cycle system that turns polystyrene into a brick mold, and then Middletown sells it to a company in Princeton who turns the mold into picture frames and crown molding.
We have been able to collect and take out of our recycling and landfills 18 tractor trailers worth of Styrofoam.
Middletown has been collecting and recycling disposed items such as clean packaging materials. Authorities say a massive fire engulfed celebrity chef Rachel Ray's New York home. Photos of the house fire in Lake Luzerne shows flames bursting through the roof and long plumes of smoke extending into the sky. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule, on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Will tomorrow be another scorcher? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 news time, 10:07. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Plenty of heat this week, and it looks like we will have a few storms potentially at times as well. As we go through the nighttime hours, we can't rule out maybe a shower or thunderstorm through the evening. Lows in the upper 60s north, mid-70s south. Partly sunny, a pop-up storm or two looks possible as we head through Tuesday, with highs of the upper 80s to mid-90s. And a look ahead to Wednesday, partly sunny, muggy, a few scattered thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s north, low to mid-90s south. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
Manahawkin 76, Piscataway 80, Warren 77. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.